This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 13. The Awful Fate of Mr. Wolf. Uncle Remus was half-soling one of his shoes, and his Miss Sally's little boy had been handling his awls, his hammers, and his knives to such an extent that the old man was compelled to assume a threatening attitude. But peace reigned again, and the little boy perched himself on a chair, watching Uncle Remus driving in pegs.
"Folks, what's allers pesterin' people, and bodderin' longer dat what ain't dern? Don't never come to no good end. Dar was Brer Wolf, stidder mindin' his own business. He had a take and go in pardnerships with Brer Fox, and dey want scarcely a minute in de day dat dey want after Brer Rabbit, and he kep on twel fust news you knowed, he got cotch up with monstus bad.
Goodness, Uncle Remus! I thought the wolf let the rabbit alone after he tried to fool him about the fox being dead.
Better let me tell you this year my way. By and by it'll be your bedtime, and Miss Sally be hollering after you, and you'll be a wimpling round, and then Mars John'll fetch up with the rear with that strop what I made for him."
The child laughed, and playfully shook his fist in the simple, serious face of the venerable old darkey, but said no more. Uncle Remus waited a while to be sure there was to be no other demonstration, and then proceeded.
"Brer Rabbit ain't seen no peace whatsomever. He can't leave home except Brer Wolf would make a raid and tote off some of his family. Brer Rabbit built him a straw house, and it was tore down. Den he made a house out of pine tops, and dat went the same way. Den he made him a bark house, and dat was raided on, and every time he lost a house, he lost one of his chillens. Last, Brer Rabbit got mad, he did, and cussed, and den he went off, he did, and got some carpenters, and dey built him a plank house with rock foundations. After dat, he could have some peace and quietness. He could go out and pass the time or day with his neighbors, and come back and set by the fire, and smoke his pipe, and read the newspapers same like any man what got a family. He made a hole, he did, in the cellar where the little rabbits could hide out when there was much of a racket in the neighborhood, and the latch of the front door cotch on the inside. Brer Wolf, he see how de land lay, he did, and he lay low. De little rabbits was mighty skittish, but it got so dat cold chills ain't run up Brer Rabbit's back no more when he heard Brer Wolf go galloping by. By and by, one day when Brer Rabbit was fixin' fur to call on Miss Coon, he heard a monstrous fuss and clatter up the big road, and most fo' he could fix his ears for to listen, Brer Wolf run in de door. De little rabbits, they went into de hole in de cellar, they did, like blowin' out a candle. Brer Wolf was farly kivered with mud, and mighty nigh outer wind.
"Oh, do pray save me, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Wolf, says he. "Do please, Brer Rabbit, de dogs is after me, and dare'll tear me up. Don't you hear 'em comin'? Oh, do please save me, Brer Rabbit. Hide me somewheres where the dogs won't get me."
No quicker said than done.
"Jump in dat big chist dare, Brer Wolf," said Brer Rabbit, says he. "Jump in dar and make yourself at home."
In jumped Brer Wolf, down come de lid, and inter de house went the hook, and dare Mr. Wolf was. Den Brer Rabbit went to de looking glass, he did, and wink at hisself. And den he drawed de rockin' cheer in front of de fire, he did, and took a big chaw of tobacker.
"Tobacco, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy incredulously.
"Rabbit tobacker, honey.
You know dis yer life everlastin', what Miss Sally puts 'mong de clothes in de trunk. Well, dat's rabbit tobacker. Den Brer Rabbit sot dar a long time, he did, turnin' his mind over and workin' his thinkin' machine. Bimeby he got up and sort of stir round. Den Brer Wolf open up.
"Is de dogs all gone, Brer Rabbit?"
"Seem like I hear one of 'em smellin' round de chimbly corner just now." Den Brer Rabbit get de kittle and fill it full of water and put it on de fire.
"What are you doin' now, Brer Rabbit?"
"I'm fixin' fur to make you a nice cup of tea, Brer Wolf." Den Brer Rabbit went to de cupboard and get de gimlet and commence fur to bore little holes in de chist lid.
"What you doin' now, Brer Rabbit?"
"I'm bowin' little holes so you can get breath, Brer Wolf." Den Brer Rabbit went out and get some more wood and fling it on the fire.
"What are you doing now, Brer Rabbit?"
"I'm a-chunkin' up the fire so you won't get cold, Brer Wolf." Den Brer Rabbit went down into the cellar and fotch out all his chillens.
"What you doing now, Brer Rabbit?"
"I'm a-tellin' my chillens what a nice man you is, Brer Wolf." And the chillens, they had to put their hands on the mouse fur to keep from laughing. Den Brer Rabbit, he got the kittle and commenced fur to pour the hot water on the chist lid.
"What dat I hear, Brer Rabbit?"
"You hear the wind a-blowin', Brer Wolf."
Den the water begin fur to sift through.
"What dat I feel, Brer Rabbit?"
"You feels the fleas a-bitin', Brer Wolf."
"Dey're bitin' mighty hard, Brer Rabbit."
"Turn over on the other side, Brer Wolf."
"What dat I feel now, Brer Rabbit?"
"Still you feels de fleas, Brer Wolf."
"Dey eat me up, Brer Rabbit."
And dem was de last words of Brer Wolf, 'cause de scaldin' water done de business. Den Brer Rabbit called in his neighbors, he did, and they hilt a regular jubilee. And if you go to Brer Rabbit's house right now, I dunno but what you'll find Brer Wolf's hide hanging in de back porch, and all because he was so busy with other folks's doings. End of chapter.